Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the EG3 Podcast. Eddie Greer III here on this Friday morning edition. The June 27th, 2025, and I almost stumbled on it again. This is the second time I have to record this podcast here on this Friday morning. We made it to the last Friday of June. We are in the midst of summer. It's the first time I listen to this podcast, the EG3 Podcast, all about sports, running, and whatever important comes across this desk here in Kansas City, Missouri, here as we are back a few days fresh off of Duluth, and this is the postcast edition of this podcast. Again, if you're new, this is your very first time listening to an episode of the Fast Eddie Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. iTunes, Spotify, underneath the three wide podcasts with EG3. If you type that in there, you'll be able to find that. Why ask that? Because for the longest time, this was a NASCAR podcast, and then when I first got into the podcasting space, this was a normal sports, your usual normal sports podcast, talking about sports, Major League Baseball, NFL, you know the gist of that, and then I turned it into a NASCAR podcast because I am a big NASCAR fan, and now, it's almost a year and a half later, it's back to the normal format. For the exception of adding in the adventures of EG3, which is the adventures of Duluth, Minnesota, for the second time in a matter of 4 years, you want to call it? In a span of 4 years, you want to call it? Like that. So, yeah. So, that's how all that came to fruition there. And now we've landed here in the end of June and fresh off of a negative sweat. I cannot believe it that I pulled that off. It's a rarity. That I run a negative sweat. That was not the mindset going into that race. Obviously, for those, there were a lot of KC people that went to Minnesota to run the Grandma's Marathon. And for those of you who ran the full, congratulate, well, full and a half. Okay, so back up real quick. The Irvine 5K Friday, apparently they moved it, and there was a whole jibber-jabber. I'm gonna leave it outside of the podcast. There's a couple of things that irritated me this week. It was a fantastic weekend. Across the board. And glad it turned out that way. let's put it that way. You can read between the lines of that. But some of that stuff, the little bit of irritation is going to be left off this podcast. So you want to ask me what's wrong or whatever, or what irritated me, you can ask me that in person, because I'm going to leave that off the podcast. But other than that, it turned out to be a great weekend up there. I know a lot of KC folks, when it was up there running, whether it was the Irvine 5K, the Gary B. Yorkland Half Marathon, and the Grandma's Marathon part of the Grandma's Marathon weekends. Like I said earlier, this is my second time going up north. I don't travel much. Look, it maybe because the work ethic, whatnot, instilled in me, whatnot. I don't like missing time work or whatever it is. But you know, hey, everybody teaches his own. Right? You know, you got people traveling all over the place. Yeah. Runners, and I've said this before, you have a group that runs races every weekend. You have some people that just want to focus on one. You have another group that does races here and there, but still kind of trying to accumulate their bigger goal. And look, man, everybody right still on self there as well, man. But congratulations to all that went up there and conquered. I know the conditions were the key word, and I told us to several people coming back. Yeah, the conditions were were one word, rough. But when you're truly, and I'm not gonna, maybe this is a little humble brag, from down south and used to, now again, I believe southern humidity is a little bit different than Midwest humidity, but I think humidity is all the same. And that's probably coming from me, because probably coming down there, football, high school, you know, We're doing all them 2 days. and of course, you know, baseball, the work ethic, again, it goes back to what I've been saying already to begin this podcast. I don't travel all that often, but when I do, it's big. So I don't get out to see the world that often. Maybe it's the older I get. Maybe I need to start getting outside and traveling more. But the every time I do travel, it's been a great time. And again, Duluth, you guys are awesome. Second time around in a two-time finisher of the Grandma's Marathon event. Even though I completed the half marathon this time around, it was the marathon I thought it was 3 summers ago. Again, maybe all this is jumbling around, but 2 summers ago, I was up there doing the Grandma's Marathon, and I think it's on this feed. I'm pretty sure it's on this feed. If not, I know I recorded it somewhere, whether it's on the Pro Project Podcast feed, All Things Kansas State Sports, or on this feed, the EGD Podcast, again, which you can find on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast genres there. So, and coming back here, this was not on the plan. This was not on the itinerary for this year at all. But with the KCRC 2.0, shout out to you guys, again, the group that was up there, another memorable, fun trip. Yeah, I'm gonna leave a little bit of irritation, and it's nothing to do with this group. But again, I'm gonna leave that out. I'm gonna leave that out. But across the board, fantastic trip. Got up there, left here Thursday morning, road trip, and going back 2 summers ago, drove all the way up there by myself, and we stayed in the dorms. Minnesota Duluth University, shout out. Minnesota Duluth University, shout out to you guys. I know that was 2 summers ago, and with overflow, and yeah, this has become, if not already, one of the, kind of, again, I said this before, way back. I know you have your A races, which is the world majors and whatnot, the Bostons of the world, Chicago's, a lot of people getting ready for that right now. Yours truly is a world major marathon finisher last year, thanks to Chicago Marathon, Boston, Chicago. What is the other one? Man, New York, yeah, and some people that I know getting ready for New York as well. And so that's part of your 6 world majors there. 3 of them here in the United States. The other 3 overseas, right? So you have those. But Grandma's is right there in the up in the top B category for sure. And if you're going to go, I'm going to throw in, I think, also on my bucket list, Eugene. And maybe I had thoughts of running it, but folks, I'm not doing no marathon, no marathon for the rest of the year, as I've already signed up for my A go race is the half marathon. Let's train for that. It will start in a few weeks. So there's that. But yeah, so Eugene, Grandma's, maybe 2 others I put in that B spot, in a B slot there. So you have those, but yeah, lodging. Yeah, you better plan ahead. That's all I gotta say on that one. But yeah, that was a different situation, and they opened the university to us there, so that was good, and all that other stuff there as well. So that was awesome. And then here last weekend, road tripping with Kevin and Bobby. Shout out to you guys there on that, road tripping up there. Got up there, let me see, got up there early, I want to say late afternoon Thursday, early evening. I know it was early evening on last Thursday, and so there's that. And then of course Friday was, I did it early morning shakeout run and all that. And then of course, yeah, did the half marathon on Saturday again. Look, it was not half negative. I think that's my first time negative splitting any race. Now I'm trying to think of another race that I might have negative split. It might have been my PR marathon, the second ever marathon I've done, going back, way back to the time machine a little bit when me and my buddy did it. When one of my best friends was in the Air Force at the time, did the Air Force marathon in Dayton, Ohio, several years ago. And I can only think of that race because the second that really I turned it on early on that, and that was a marathon. That was not a half marathon, hills. I remember the second half of that course was hilly. It was huge loop on base. I don't know. And the fact of the matter is, I played those cards pretty much similar to looking, kind of trying to compare the two. I know that was a long time ago, but not trying to show my age on this podcast. This is the ETZ podcast here, postcast, negative sled edition. Gary B. York on half marathon, Eddie Gruder third here, record this on this Friday. You're going to get a double bonus on Friday since I did not post my NASCAR episode last night. You're going to get that. So when this comes out, the NASCAR episode / basketball episode should be already up. So you can get two episodes today on a Friday, June 27th, 2025. So you can have that, Chase Briscoe winning Pocono. That's going to be up around lunchtime. And then you'll get this leading into the weekend. So definitely heading into your last weekend of June. If you're looking for a podcast to listen to, definitely make sure you subscribe to this one. The EGD Podcast, sports, running, whatever important comes across his desk in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, so kind of comparing the two races. I know that was a marathon, and I'm coming off of the Gary B. York half marathon. I can only think of that one because a lot of people have said this. It's hard. Well, in particular with the marathon, you want to negative split the thing because look, is if you're trying to qualify off, obviously for the Super Bowl of running Boston and whatnot, you want to negative split it. That is the best, and I think I know the time wasn't. It feels like I PR'd. It really does, but that's not my Saturday. Last Saturday was not my PR. Let's get that straight. That was not a PR, but the way that it all caved out. I mean, my goal was to go up there and run sub 125, which I did to the T. There literally, and I don't know what the Met results or whatever the heck. I got an email. Now, they might have got the wrong person mixed up. But MTEC results, I got an email from them, I guess, Monday or Sunday, saying that I ran 130-41. You got the wrong person. Now, pictures. Ooh, the pictures of me looking sweet. Man. Shout out Marathon Photo. They do awesome work, and I don't know how they come up with all these pictures with all the runners that are up there, but damn, I think now obviously mile 90. Now I haven't run too many races. I know KC Running Company, they do a lot of work with mile 90, and I've seen the work they put down. Ooh wee. They do some good work, but Marathon Photo, in my opinion, it's right there, right neck and neck. I think it's a close A1, or tier one, whatever you want to call it, there with the runner, with the photography game. I don't know how they did it. I know they did. I don't know how they did it, but I think the half marathon pictures that I got are slightly better than the ones that they're the same location. But it's shorter distance, right? Maybe because it was sunny and whatnot, but maybe it was the uniform I was wearing. But ooh wee! So shout out to those guys. I don't know how they pull it off. I don't know with all the different type of packages, all the runners from the 5K to the marathon. I don't know how they pull it off, but they do good work for the Grandma's Marathon weekend. And again, I was flipping through literally like two, I don't want to say that, over 90 picks and still counting, they were telling me. So there's that. But back to the mech, I'm going to call this the mech results team. I don't know what y'all looking at, but y'all see me. That's clearly, I came clearly one sub 125, so y'all got it wrong. I'm like, what? Seriously? 130? Now, again, kind of, these two last half marathons that Bill Snyder have and the Gary Bjorklunds have, right, came with small goals, right? Trying to rebuild speed because marathon game late, the last two of them, you know, yes, privilege is the wrong word. The main thing you want to finish, and look, man, look, guys, I had to get, those were game plans going in. You have to execute, all about execution. And the last two half marathons, and particularly this, the last one, the Gary Bjorklund one, right? I fought for sure starting off that race last weekend in Duluth, the Gary Bjorklund half. I thought it was not going to happen because of the conditions, and everything got pushed back 30 minutes because of the hectic storms that happened overnight, right? So we got an email saying, hey, look, be looking out because the storms kind of impact the beginning. We're going to push everything back. And the half marathon was supposed to start at 6 a.m. Not 6 p.m., 6 a.m. And the Grandma's Marathon started at 7:30, 7:45, somewhere in there. And so everything got pushed back. And the conditions, I felt it a little bit. We're going after mile two saying, looking at down my watch, especially after mile one saying, oof. I was looking to go out more aggressively. And I told my coach this prior to the race. I told my coach what I was going to do. That was, the split was not in the plans. So I'm like, oh, it ain't happening today. So I'm just going to ride with it and see what happens. I'm just going to go to flow, not try to force the issue, and just ride. Just run, see what happens. And starting off, yeah, it was humid out there. It was rough. And, well, a lot of people said it was rough. For me, it was awesome, man. Given the fact, man, that was the word of the day. The word of the weekend, rough conditions out there. Yeah, I felt it first couple of miles running at, which was, I looked down my watch, was 6:45, somewhere in there. And that was not what I expected. And so, moving along, all right, you know, I'm not loosened up. I'm still, you know, I didn't get, again, I don't know what is it. I'm trying to use warm up before this race as an excuse, but not quite warmed up to the course at all. So I'm going to try to use this, not really thinking about it, as looking back at now, it's like, it worked out to a T. Kind of just go with the flow, let those guys pass you and whatnot, let the race come to you, and Lord, and behold, second half of that race, around mile six, after the first half of that race, my leg said, let's go to work. From there, man, I started just picking off people, other runners, 1, 2, 4, man, it was awesome, just passing other runners. This is the best feeling in a race, when you can lock in your leg saying, and maybe it's easy for me to say it because it was just a half marathon, but in the marathon, the race, everybody's saying, all the podcasts I listen to, all the other running podcasts I listen to saying, the race pros, the race don't start till mile 20, and all that, you know, so that's where you want to kick it in gear, and we won't pass other runners. Man, this race right here, I know it was not a PR. Again, to lay this out, this was not a PR. 124.57. This was not a PR for me. But again, this goes right to the top of how I needed a good solid half marathon run going in to the upcoming half marathon block, which the lifetime goal of sub-80 is still dangling out there. Right, it is still dangling out there. The carrot is still out there. I feel like I should be already be there right now. But the momentum carrying in is huge right now. I am still pumped up from it. But yeah, so it was the best feeling from mile six on. And just looking at the splits after the fact, I was like, damn, Ichi, three fast, and you nailed it. Again, negative split, it's easy to be said and done. I just let the race just come to me, and that was, the confidence was, oh yeah, I was pumped. The confidence was there. Even sticking, trying to stick, okay, I'm gonna get you right here, I'm gonna stick with you, and then, 2 miles later, I disposed the other runners. It's like, all right, and then one of the runners was irritating me throughout the race, so I'm gonna wait till we get in downtown, because, oh my goodness, shout out to the people of Duluth for coming out, oh! Extra boost, getting downtown, I think it was mile 10, there in, made quick work of the so-and-so hill, what is it, the Lemon Drop Hill, they call it, made quick work of that, said, ooh, this ain't nothing, go up top, I passed like 10 runners there, up the hill, and then just finally disposed one of the runners that's irritating me all race long, passed that runner, finally pulled away, never looked back. Down in downtown, you can hear the cheers. Downtown, my goodness, I was in full fast steady mode at that point. Full fast steady mode downtown. Now I did let up a little bit. I did start feeling a little bit in the last mile. I did start feeling a little bit, but I still felt great. I felt great that second half of that run. And then that home stretch, similar to Grandma's Marathon two summers ago, dog. I told guys, I was like, I heard. This is what teed it off, right? All right, so that last long-ass stretch, right? This is the Ichi Podcast, Negative Split Edition, Ichi 3, Eddie Greer III here on this Friday, early morning edition. You guys are going to get two episodes today, so I'm going to get on it. Chase Briscoe episode will come out around lunchtime, somewhere in there, and then this Gary B. Oakland recap edition, Negative Split Edition, will come out later on this evening, but heading into the weekend. But yeah, that last mile there, I started to feel just a little bit. I slowed down a little bit. Probably maybe gave a minute. I probably gave a minute. Let's give it that. But then when we hit that final stretch, oh my goodness. And I could probably tell you, and kind of skipping around a little bit, seeing my other clubmates finish, Elizabeth, Mark, Mindy, E2, shout out, first marathon, she was rocking and rolling, E2, shout out, Bobby, Mike, Kevin, I know, yeah, they rocked it out, I know it was rough conditions out there for a lot of runners, and hearing just the dropouts was just stunning, a ton of runners, and I don't know the exact total, but yeah, a lot of folks unfortunately had to drop out due to the rough conditions out there, due to the humidity and whatnot, unfortunately there, but our group cranked it out. But just being in the stands first off for just wait before seeing Elizabeth, Mark, and all of them finish, watching the elites and then listening to their crowd, being I was perched up in the bleachers, just getting myself set up to watch them come across and try to get photos of them and come across the finish line. But being in the midst of that, ooh wee, man, Duluth, y'all brought the noise. Oh my goodness, that now suddenly being a person, a hometown boy, winning the Great Ones Marathon. I probably should pull this up. Well, I think about it right now. I probably should do that right now. Let me see if I can do the winner. So the hometown boy. Let me see this. Grandma's Marathon 2025. Sorry. Yeah, hometown guy winning it. Joe Ryko. I butchered that one. I butchered it, but we're gonna go with Joe Ryko winning the 2025 Grandma's Marathon there. And I think if I heard the PT, no, not the PT guy, the person in charge of talking on the mic saying that he won a Grandma's Marathon this year at 2:11:58. I think it was either a year ago or 2 years ago, a year ago, he won the half marathon. So he became, yes, the first person. No, yeah, he became the first person to win both the Grandma's Marathon and Gary Bjorklund half marathon. Incredible. First Minnesotan ever to win. Well, since it goes back to 2009, to win both the Gary Bjorklund half and the Grandma's Marathon. That's insane. And then shout out to the winner. I was in the stands for both. Now, I should have took a picture of Joe come across. I didn't do that. Sorry. But I did take a picture of Lillian Shibai of Kenya coming home at a 2:25. There, that play, I mean, it just exploded. I mean, the fan, the spectator, it just be in the middle of that. It was awesome to be that. But that was just a side note there as well. But on the course coming home, ooh, Fast Eddie turned into another game. When I heard 1:24 even, I said, I gotta get moving. I gotta get moving. So I just turned it up another notch, and I just flew by. It felt like an army of runners. Like I said, the second half of that race was awesome. I gotta put this up there, definitely up there with the best half marathon races I've run. It has to be. It's definitely got to be top four. It's up there. I have to rank all my half marathons my top five. It's definitely top five for sure. I know the time. It's not a PR time, but it's a negative split time. It goes in the books as a negative split. But I think it's my first actual negative split. Ever, and I gotta be proud of that. So wow, I just can't be more proud how that turned out. I know my debrief, my coach, I can hear I can tell she was ecstatic with a huge smile on her face as well. So man, I could not be shout out to my coach, shout out across the board. I couldn't be more happy and getting all the momentum coming in now, using that momentum and carrying it through the rest of summer. I just can't wait to see what happens when we go for this, the goal, this long time, lifetime goal of sub 80. I feel like I should already be there. At least one race, half marathon under 80. But I feel it coming, man. And, this is gonna hopefully, you know, November goes down. So we already set a top. We already signed up. No marathon. I have said it throughout most since Olathe. No more marathons until potentially next year. We'll see what happens. But we got unfinished business. I still got unfinished business in the half marathon game. My lifetime goal of 80 is right there, man. It's knocking on the door. I've run 80 minutes in a half marathon, like 5-6 times, but have not run sub 80, and that's what we're going for in the fall. So that's your recap there, Gary Bjorklund half marathon, part of the Grandma's Marathon this weekend, and some tough conditions out there, but that was probably definitely top five for sure because of how it went, negative splitting there. I couldn't be more pumped up going into the rest of summer, and we might have some, at least two races, potentially in store. But they're not the next half marathon. So look, folks, the next half marathon is not until November. Let's get it all straight right now. No more half marathons until November, the big one, obviously. And then after that one, I'm going to jump into another one because, again, what are friends for, right? So that's the deal there. That's the deal there. So no more long distances until November. So that's what we're looking for there. So I'm gonna be starting my training block for the half marathon that I'm participating in a few weeks. That might be a little bit of a change of plans here coming up. Going here. So we'll see. I got I gotta talk to my coach about it. See if I can. It's all about if I get the green light. If I get the green light, I will do subset event. And I know I've been, and some of y'all know what I'm talking about. We talked about this race last year. So that's a key. That's a clue there on that as well. So, and probably because it's early, very, very early, and my race not until my next half marathon is not till November. So we'll see what happens. But if not, then it's not. So I know that, I know sub 80, that's been a lifetime goal of mine. And look, man, I really want to knock this down, knock this next hurdle over. So that's the plan moving forward. But you know. So we'll be back next week on this podcast. That is for sure there as well. So, but yeah, it was, I know it was hard conditions out there for a lot of others out there. And we're fortunate to be in this type of shape right now. I couldn't be more excited heading into the fall. We'll see what happens. Obviously, we still have some work to do there, but couldn't be more proud of how, look, negative split, that was not in the car. It was not planned. Let me get that. That was not planned, but hey, we unexpected, expecting unexpected, I guess in a way. But again, shout out to KCRC Club 2.0. This one definitely up there in the books. Another memorable trip in the books here on the EGT podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcast, folks. iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon. You can find us underneath the 3Y podcast with EGT3. I know we'll be back next week. We'll cover Atlanta, and we'll talk running again next week for sure on there. No racing. Well, obviously, no racing this weekend, obviously, in this camp anyways, as we get ready for bigger things here down the stretch here as we continue in the summer of 2025. We have made it to the finish line here on another postcast episode of the EG3 podcast. Eddie Greer III coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri, saying once again, thank you for tuning into this running episode, negative splitting, Gary B. Oakland Half Marathon, two-time finisher of the Grandma's Marathon weekend. Finished the Grandma's Marathon. Well, finished and completed Grandma's Marathon 2 years ago. And now, in present time, last weekend, finishing off the Gary B. Yorkland Half. I wanted to come back at some point to run the half marathon anyway up there. And we were fortunate and blessed enough to do so as well. Eddie Greer III here, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you so much, guys. Again, make sure you do, if you love listening to this episode, I advise you, go hit that subscribe button, hit the alarm bell every time we upload content. Y'all be first to be notified about it. This has been another episode of the EG3 Podcast. We'll talk to y'all next week. We out.